Meredith Martin Moats is a native Arkansan, a passionate reader, and possesses a master's degree in folklore. No surprise that she devours books about Arkansas culture, past and present. She says she can recommend several.
Some of my earliest memories are of my mother reading to me. She greatly valued the written word and all it could offer readers both young and old. I especially remember her taking me to the summer story times at the Arkansas River Valley Library in Dardanelle. The librarians drew us in with their animated stories and hilarious songs, capturing our imagination and sparking our interest in worlds both real and fantastical. With my reading checklist in hand, I would scan the shelves for old favorites and new reads, going home with an armload of books about dogs, horses, and pirate ships. Regardless if you're 8 or 80, summer is the season for story time, the time for making a big reading list and carving out opportunities to explore ideas both new and old. In some ways, radio book reviews can be a bit like the adult version of story time, but I find it rather disappointing that book reviews are almost always about books that have just been published. Some books resonate more deeply over time, and if news programs and journals want to really explore the depth of human history, culture, and daily life, we've got to get away from our focus on the newest thing. After all, isn't that what made story times magical? There was always a focus on exploring the hidden classics, the one that reminded us of the child-sized versions of life lessons, sharing, empathy, justice, and the importance of the little stuff that, in the end, becomes the really big stuff. So with that idea in mind, the series is all about uncovering or rediscovering some readings from the past that can shed light on the complexities of our own state and the lives of the people who create it. This week's book is W.K. McNeill and William M. Clement's book, An Arkansas Folklore Sourcebook. Published in 1992 by the University of Arkansas Press in Fayetteville, this is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning more about folklore research in the state. Divided into sections such as singing and playing music in Arkansas and customs and beliefs, this book features essays from several Arkansas researchers, including Dr. Cochran of the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies and Mike Luster of the Arkansas Folklife Program discussing folk festivals and celebrations, and former Arkansas Tech University professor Earl F. Scrock on traditional Arkansas foodways. Featuring photos and stories from both Pope and Yale counties, this essay on traditional foods explores the history of food traditions in both the black and white communities, such as sorghum milling and how to make molasses candy, wild greens like poke salad, and the prevalence of wild hogs and the importance of hog killing time, as well as the process of curing both apples and meat. There's also a great deal of information about the ways in which food plays a large role in special events like holidays, weddings, and funerals, helping to bind communities together in times of grief and joy. As Schrock says, quote, "The time-honored custom of providing food for a family on the day of a funeral is still very common throughout the state. If a woman were asked why she's carrying food to a funeral dinner, she'd probably answer, because the family won't feel like cooking. But the real reason is surely that she's providing an outward symbol of the grief that she shares with the family," end quote. Included at the end of the book is an extensive bibliography of books about Arkansas folklore, a discography of audio and music recordings, and a list of films related to Arkansas folklife. No matter how much you've read about the region, this book is sure to introduce you to new ideas and remind you to take a closer look at the everyday goings-on that make up our daily lives. It can be found in regional libraries throughout the state, and it's still available for purchase through the University of Arkansas Press. So what have you been reading this summer? What are some of your favorite books about Arkansas history and culture or related topics? I'd love to hear about them. You can visit me online at boileddownjuice.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Moats.
Meredith Martin Moats is a writer and radio producer. She also is the creative mind behind the blog boileddownjuice.com.